Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
A federal judge says Kentucky's abortion law violates doctors' First Amendment rights. The law would require doctors to conduct ultrasounds and describe the image to a pregnant woman before she can consent to an abortion. U.S. District Judge David Hale ruling yesterday the law violates doctors' free speech rights. An Ohio coroner's report shedding some light on the death of an American student who'd been imprisoned in North Korea, but it still hasn't determined exactly what caused his death. We get the update from correspondent Tom Roberts.
Otto Warmbier died in June after being held captive in North Korea for more than a year. The Hamilton County coroner's findings dated September 11th say a year-old injury deprived Warmbier's brain of oxygen, leading to his death, but couldn't say what caused the injury. On Tuesday, Warmbier's parents claimed their 22-year-old son was tortured beyond belief by the North Koreans. The University of Virginia student was returned to the U.S. on June 15th in a coma.
And an actor in Indiana with a very close call and a story to tell after a police officer mistook him for a thief. Indiana State Police did respond to a possible robbery at a brewery in Crawfordsville on Tuesday. They say they saw Jim Duff leaving the building wearing a ski mask and holding a gun. The officers telling him to drop the gun. Duff turned around and one of the officers fired, the shot missing him. Turns out the movie production company didn't tell police what they were up to. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Ball.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
It's 8:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 69 degrees, clear skies in Flemington. No rain today. Today is Thursday, September 28th, 2017. Sunny and a high of just 74. Winds north-northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 47. Yes, 47 tonight. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny sky and a high of 70 tomorrow. Winds light and variable. Partly cloudy skies on the last day of September. A few showers developing later in the day. A high of 65. Winds north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 30%. Sunny and 71 on October 1st. Sunny skies and 75 on the 2nd. Mainly sunny and 77 on the 3rd during the Golf Classic. Temperatures in our area: 69 in Raritan, 68 down in Ringo, 66 over in Lambertville, 64 Frenchtown, 64 at the County Complex, 65 Asbury, 65 Easton, 69 in Reddington. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience? You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
$1. Just text WIN to 30838.
We'll see, is how President Trump responded to a question about whether he's going to fire U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price after Price is accused of taking private jets for government business. Trump saying outside the White House while on his way to Indiana yesterday.
I was looking into it, and I will look into it, and I will tell you personally, I'm not happy about it. I am not happy about it.
You're going to fire him and do about it, Mr. President.
I'm going to look at it. I am not happy about it.
$1. Just text WIN to 30838.
We'll see, is how President Trump responded to a question about whether he's going to fire U.S. Health and Human
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon.
Once again, it's time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are here.
We're in it. I'm telling you.
Are we ready?
We are ready. Listen, folks, this has been a big week, especially if you're a global socialist, because you're probably not happy with President Trump. Miles, our resident Trumpublican, what did you think of President Trump's United Nations, or as I call him, the Global Socialist Authority? What did you think of his UN speech?
I think that was the best speech I think I've ever heard coming out of the UN.
Yeah, it was truly fascinating. But I got to tell you, if you run through the highlights, I did it earlier today, running through the highlights of the, what the media thinks of that as the highlights. CNN opined at great length, I might add, that he used the word sovereign or sovereignty 21 times. But what they don't talk about is the fact that the folks there in the auditorium applauded. They forgot that part. It's very important because what he said is exactly true. And so those few, and it hit me this week. You guys both chime in and tell me if I'm wrong. But when I look at the American left, this speech really brought them into focus for me. We always talk about, or I talk about, the global socialist authority. But I think our left here in the United States is more globalist-minded than the left of most of the countries of the world. And the reaction to this speech was hilarious. Miles, you and I have debated over the year about his tweets and how you like that it catches their hair on fire. When I listened to this speech, other than him calling our little buddy a rocket man, so other than that, it was a pretty sincere, really important speech. Am I wrong, somebody?
No, it was right. It was dead on. It was finally nice to have somebody in the UN stand up for America.
I haven't heard it in, 10,535 days since last time Ronald Reagan addressed that group. Did we have anybody sincerely representing the United States of America? And everyone knows I'm not a big Trump publican. I'm really not. That said, if he's wrong, I'm going to tell you I think he's wrong. And this time, I think he was exactly spot on. And so if you watch the media, especially on Twitter, because then they parrot the media, and it was one of my favorites, was they show Chief of Staff John Kelly's facial expressions. Miles, did you see that?
No, I didn't. I got to tell you, though, the highlight for me was when he said Venezuela.
Yep.
Socialism perfectly implemented.
Absolutely. And he's exactly correct. So the media, they go through a whole series of pictures with Chief of Staff John Kelly grimacing. In one, he's cupping his face, and the other one, he's just grimaced. And I was kind of taken back by that for a moment. And then it occurred to me, wait a minute, are they taking this out of context? I don't know the answer. But what I did do is I then Googled, there's that word I love to say, even though I don't agree with anything those folks represent, I Googled John Kelly. And you folks can do this. And I went to images. And I went through the first three pages of his images. And there's lots of them. Goes back to him in uniform. Goes back to him wearing desert uniforms. We're talking a few years ago. There was one picture of him smiling. One. Of the man smiling. That's just who he is. I'm not offering a critique. I'm saying that the media doesn't tell you that part. And no more than they tell you, to your point, Miles, that the Venezuelan economy and the folks in Venezuela used to have a pretty darn good life. Their economy was backed by oil. They had an actual democracy that worked, meaning they voted for a small R Republican form of government. They voted for it, and their votes mattered. And they had a really, what I would call a moderate, especially by South American standards, standard of living. And isn't that really what we're all debating? We get lost in the woods on all these terms on whether we like somebody or dislike somebody. But aren't we really trying to say what provides the best standard of living and liberty for the most people? Venezuelan had it. And now they don't. They've had two different uber-left socialists trying to drive their country, and they have. They've driven it into near civil war where they're killing people in the streets by military force, not riots. They're killing people in the streets. Their government is killing people in the streets, and it doesn't work. Cuba is an example. The Soviet Union, they had your insurance that you wanted, leftist America. And what did Zhanna Konecny say? She said they knew that the Soviet Union had fallen when their insurance cards no longer worked. Folks, this is stuff is no-brainers. There's examples all over the place. And Donald Trump enunciated it without any hesitation, he's not going to back off from the truth. Whether you like the Rocket Man thing or not, I don't care. The rest of it was exactly spot on. Ludwig, did you go to school yet?
No, I
can't wait to hear what your students think about this.
Well, the thing that what I like the most is if you've ever doubted one thing about Trump, that's okay. But the one thing you can never doubt about him is he truly believes in the American dream, what America stands for, and being American. You can't doubt that. He just stood in front of 170-plus nations brazenly and said, I'm going to worry about America first.
But listen,
however,
they like that.
You should worry about yourself first as well.
And they agreed with him.
And they should.
They agreed with him. The media doesn't show. They applauded, heartily applauded. And you go, which is, by the way, it's exactly that point that caused me to say, wait a minute, it's our left that's the globalist, not the world's left.
Well, think about it. Wouldn't you consider the furthest right in Britain or the United Kingdom to be still to our middle, our center?
And I don't know that I could say that, but
just left a globalist society in the term of the EU, voted to leave that. Our center, which would be their right.
Right.
So their left has got to be way further than our left, and yet they decided to leave. So when you're saying that the left here is almost unhinged with this globalization thing, we proved it. Brexit happened.
Yeah, but one of the differences between our left and America in total, at least in my view, is that the countries like Great Britain, they're literally directly daily under threat, and there's attacks that are not being reported in our media. I don't know what's going on in their media, but if you get on the internet, folks, and do some hunting, you'll find that they're dealing with the kind of terrorist attacks that we talk about as what happened last month or 3 years ago. That's a daily event there. Mm-hmm. And that has got to have a profound impact. They've still got, in Great Britain, they've got neighborhoods where the cops can't go. Think about that for a minute. We in America, though, we're protected by the pond and all the rest of the things that we're used to hearing. Yes, there's an element of concern here, but we're actually pretty, and I don't want to say spoiled, but we're pretty comfy in our ways of seeing these things. And I don't know that we've always got an honest and fair view of where we're at in the world right now, and I think Donald Trump laid it out. Miles, what were some more high points for you?
Well, I mean, you know, staying on that same topic of terrorism, he did not go to diplomat speak. He went right up the middle and just said, we've got to destroy these people, period.
Netanyahu said it was the bravest speech he's seen at the UN in over 30 years.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that endorsement by Netanyahu.
Well,
that was also a poke in our last administration's eye.
It was, but one of the things CNN liked to do, by the way, and this is another fun, and it goes to Miles's point and Netanyahu's point, CNN and several of the media sources, and of course Twitter, was alive showing pictures of the various representation from the countries. Let's see their facial expression, because they got done with John Kelly. Then let's look at Iran. Let's look at North Korea didn't send anybody. Their chairs were empty. So they went around. Now, Netanyahu's group, they were rolling. They were laughing. The rest of the folks looked stalwart. They weren't any facial expressions that I could see, at least in the images that CNN showed. So then I did what I did again. I went and looked at past, and they all had the same expressions. They're bored out of their gourd listening to 18 hours of speeches. But CNN is a little bit disingenuous when they say that. Folks, we've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store. where service is the difference.
We get it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com.
And we're in it, folks. If you're just joining us, Ludwig von Wiedendorski and Miles Bauer, my co-hosts. Listen, before we move away from the UN speech from President Trump, folks, let me encourage you, if you didn't hear it in its entirety, I'm not talking about snippets on your favorite newscast. It's really important, at least in my humble view, to hear it in its entirety. Go to YouTube, go to wherever you've listened to the entire speech. It's 40-some minutes. I think it's really an important investment of your time if you've not already heard it. Rather than hearing our opinion or CNN's or somebody in between, you listen, you judge it for what it's worth from your point of view. Beyond that, let's change topics a little bit, gentlemen. When Donald Trump tweeted that someone had wiretapped his campaign, and CNN, all across the nutty left media, literally called him a liar. It's a non-truth. He's a liar. The intelligence community, he's a liar. What's left of the Obama administration, he's a liar. Miles, was he a liar?
Yeah, it's starting to show up now that while Manafort was living in Trump Tower, that he was wired up.
Wired up. And so people will say, well, he's under an investigation, and he should be. The problem with that is that they denied it. And in fact, Comey denied it under oath. These things are a big deal, folks. And what I find really fascinating about the topic, first off, it is wiretapping. And my notes say wiretapping. Nixon? No. Obama. But what I find fascinating about the topic is that in a normal world, what at least I defined as leftism would have been up in arms at the idea that the Fourth Amendment is not being defended properly by our United States government and its officials, both appointed and elected. I find that a fearsome change of events that we've got a media, again, as I've often said, the only constitutionally protected private corporation in our United States, and they lie like fiends, and they knew they were lying. They look you in the eyeballs nightly and lie. The Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. Folks, read it. Because when you go into a campaign, which is what we're actually talking about, they were on a fishing expedition, not to find out whether Manafort is guilty or innocent. Folks, you look yourself in the mirror if you're disagreeing with me. You got to acknowledge this was a fishing expedition from the Obama administration, specifically and purposely with the idea of feeding Hillary's campaign with information. There's no question why this was done, and that the folks who are comfortable with having aided Hillary would disacknowledge the Fourth Amendment. Guys, am I off in the ditch on this one?
No. So a friend of mine, Tom, posted this picture of CNN Politics. Trump's baseless wiretap claim. Next headline. Donald Trump just flat-out lied about Trump Tower wiretapping. And the third one here, exclusive. U.S. government wiretapped former Trump campaign chairman.
While he was chairman, both before and after Donald Trump became the president of the United States. Yep. Folks, I'm telling you, that is a very, very dangerous Venezuelan kangaroo drama, third world banana republic kind of activity. And it's in defiance of the Bill of Rights. Yeah. It just is. So it's not a defendable thing. You can't say, yeah, but some court that doesn't exist, by the way, some court that doesn't exist authorized it. They, it's the old joke. You know who they are, but why, by the names that they call you. This is an absolute snapshot, perfect example of who we're dealing with and why it's important for Donald Trump to be as direct and blunt, brutally or otherwise, as he's been. I think the Bill of Rights are important. The Bill of Rights, by the way, folks, Ben Franklin helped secure them. They were set aside to say these cannot be amended. These cannot be challenged, except for by the folks that don't like them. Oh, no, no, no. That is not who we are supposed to be. That's not America's exceptionalism. That's not America's destiny. That is not the path that this country should be on. Miles, what say you?
No, I agree. I mean, this is how we become a banana republic. Once we start trashing out the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, then next stop's Venezuela.
Are you guys any bit surprised, though? I mean, this was the Obama administration that for 8 years we constantly see shred the Constitution. This is just one final act on the way out.
Listen, the same folks that are defending this activity are the folks that were up in arms over Richard Nixon when the plumbers went in and wiretapped a campaign office. They were wrong to do that. Richard Nixon's greatest error was not to say, those folks were wrong, y'all are fired, and to the American people, I'm sorry. But we're right back there again. The difference is the folks that were aghast by that activity are involved in this. They're defending it.
Mm-hmm.
They're defending it, and worse than defending it, they're lying about it. And they didn't do it to a campaign office only. They wiretapped a sitting president. The man was president before that tap was gone, and that was his campaign chair. If you don't think that his dialogue with the president of the United States was captured while they were on a fishing expedition, you're fibbing to yourself, folks. These things are really important. Forget Manafort, forget Trump, forget Obama, forget all of that. We've got to look ourselves in the mirror and say, what kind of country do we want to be? What's really important to us? Are we no longer going to defend the Bill of Rights with our treasury and blood? If we're not, then welcome to Venezuela.
Whether or not you like the person involved, it doesn't matter. The Bill of Rights apply to everybody.
Exactly right. Listen, I'm no Nixon fan because I don't think he did it, by the way. But I don't like the way he then tried to cover it up.
Yep.
That's where he was flawed.
Yeah, wrongs are wrong.
But the folks that attacked him, rightfully so, are now defending this. Or bold-faced, looking in the eyeballs and lying to you. That's just not acceptable if we're to be the United States. If we're the country that was founded and we're trying to make it better, that's what our Declaration, that's what our Constitution asked us to do, to make it better with each generation. Not that any generation was perfect, but to make it better. This is a regress to before our founding. This is not making it better. It's a regress to before the Bill of Rights. This is a problem.
You don't want to throw the Constitution overboard because the Russians played around with our election, Mike? Really?
But listen, no. But by the way, I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things I saw them segue to this week was Russia again. Mm-hmm. Because they got themselves in a jam with this. And rather than coming on the TV and looking in the eyeballs and telling you the truth, they just pivot back to Russia. Stop it, folks. You're wearing us out with nonsense. Just idiocy.
So they're talking about indicting Manafort, too. Do you think that they might find themselves in a real heap of trouble here if they try to bring something from that wiretap into that case against him?
Oh, I think they will. And they're going to point to a FISA court or somebody else that gave them authorization. There's no question that they're on the path to doing that.
Because there's still Obama holdovers. Somebody could make that document appear.
Well, they may. And listen, maybe they have one. But if they have one, they better have it really, really within the confines of the Constitution. Because we've been watching judicial decisions all over the circus courts that are absolutely in defiance of both common sense, to use that term I like so much, defiance of common sense and the Constitution. These things don't seem to be a limit to them. But it goes back to what I said earlier, that the uber left, I'm not talking about the average Democrat, the uber left are globalists. So when you look at our Constitution, that is a monster obstacle to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they would love to see it go away. That's how I'm seeing it. Am I wrong, Miles? We got 20 seconds. Tell me how wrong I am.
No, I just can't believe you're not concerned about Russia.
Listen, when I was alone in the voting booth, and I did not vote for the Hildebeest.
You were?
And Putin
wasn't.
Had nothing to do with it. I can't imagine voting for Marxism, especially failed Marxism. Not that there's any examples of successful Marxism. Folks, we're going to a break. We'll be right back.
The
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Dear Smokey Bear, for teaching us how to prevent wildfires for 70 years, outdoor lovers would like to say something.
Happy 70th, big guy. Let's bring it in for a bear hug. Come on.
For safety tips, visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and I just filled it up talking about my thimble.
You got like 4 ounces of coffee in that thing?
4.2.
Wow. Wow, it's getting bigger. Folks, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Before we jump into the next topic, though, I got to respond to a Facebook message from Kathy Shemeka. Kathy points out that a FISA warrant was secured for the Manafort wiretappings, and she may be right. The problem that I have with that is a handful. First off, that's not the court that they acknowledged. They said some other court, and I can't even begin to say the name, but it wasn't a FISA court. And I'm talking about the CNN report of late. It said some other court name that doesn't exist. I hunted for it. It doesn't exist. Having said that, let's for a moment assume that there was a FISA warrant. To get a judge to say yes to a warrant for wiretapping in a campaign office of a campaign chairperson, especially once that campaign chairperson became the campaign chairperson for a sitting president, I got to tell you, I don't know which bureaucrat would have sought such a FISA warrant. I can't imagine which judge would say, let's keep that in place now that he's just been sworn in. But setting that debate aside for a moment, we watched Comey and a number of others before House hearings deny that any wiretapping whatsoever took place. My problem, just like it was with Nixon, isn't even necessarily, not necessarily, locked into what took place, but the cover-up that went with it. And folks, I get the never-Trumpers. You're going to find anything you can possibly do to hang on and be a never-Trumper, and God bless you for it. It's your right. I'll defend your right. But we've got to pause and be honest and step back and look at the total picture. To get a FISA warrant for a sitting president for a wiretap, especially given the United States of history with wiretapping and Nixon, that would be a big mountain. And I would submit to you that before this is done unwinding, it will go to Obama's door. I don't believe any other thing. So history will either bear me right or wrong, and I'll live with it as we get there. Let's, if we can, segue to a different topic, though. Did you folks watch the Emmy Awards? Miles, did you watch the Emmy Awards? You're more cultural than me.
I decided to miss that, thanks.
And by the way, not only did you decide to miss it, was that their 69th, I think?
Stephen Colbert was the host. They're desperate.
He's your man.
Oh, I saw that. I thought I'm not even going to tune in to see what they're going to say because I already know.
What was the worst? It was the worst viewership in the show's history.
Yeah.
It was in the toilet.
I had ants on Facebook posts, and they wouldn't watch it. And they watch everything, and they're not real political. They're conservative or Republicans. But
yeah,
they said on Facebook, I'm not watching this.
But listen, a lot of folks, the folks that really like entertainment. Now, I'm not a big entertainment guy. You guys have made fun of me. I don't know who half the stars are that you all are talking about. So the idea that I've missed it's not shocking. By the way, folks, I've never watched an episode. I've never seen, however many there are, I've never watched a single one of them. Watching a bunch of socialists slap each other on the back, tell each other they're wonderful, and how rotten America is not my idea of entertainment. But listen, and to exactly that point, The reason folks are tuning out is that it's no longer about was that a good movie or was that a good song, or these awards across the board, not just the Emmys, all of them have turned into a bash the United States fest. Mm-hmm. And the average person that goes to work every day, works, pays their taxes, whether they like Trump or don't like Trump, etc., the average person likes to have, in my view, guys tell me if I'm wrong, but I think the entertainment purpose is for a little bit of escapism.
That's the whole point of the industry.
And, but they've turned it into a big, gigantic mouthpiece for not even the Democratic Party, but the uber left that I believe, by the way, is destroying the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. And while I'm not a Democrat, I don't want a one-party rule country. I want a healthy Democratic Party. So when I see those kooks and nuts, I think they're hurting what I think we need, and that's healthy debate in the arena of ideas. So, Miles, what say you?
The thing I find fascinating, what, this was the worst summer in 25 years for Hollywood? They're even hurting themselves.
Too. Listen, I got to tell you, though, on that point, and there'll be people that want to take a shot at me here, and I'm okay with that, but in fact, I've mentioned this a few years ago on the air. When I got to the halfway point of writing my first novel, I started looking for a booking agent and for a publicist. And so I'm not in that arena, so I did what a lot of folks would do. I started Googling, and I started looking at booking agent websites and publicist websites. And it said on there, no poetry or libertarian and conservative work will be reviewed. And I, at the time, Blockbuster was still big. And I laughed. I said, well, that makes me now understand that by the time I make my way all the way around the big horseshoe that was Blockbuster, and I'm reading the various titles of the movies, by the time I make the circle, I'm insulted because they're either demonic or they're really depraved sex dramas. And there's no real, what I consider to be real entertainment anymore. And it comes from that very dark cloud that we're talking about with the Emmy Awards and that mindset that America, and to your point, Miles, the flyover country, we're a bunch of toothless idiots, we've got no education and we're dumb, and they're up there and we're down here. But listen, they've got a really dark spirit that goes along with that view of us.
I think this all goes back to your point. Forget the political people. Well, Miles knew, everybody knew when Stephen Colbert was a host, we knew what this was going to be. But the average housewife or the average hardworking American in the Midwest may not even realize that Stephen Colbert is a left-wing liberal nut job. So they know now, though. They've learned, they've heard it enough that they do not want to tune in and hear anything about politics. They are tired of it being about politics. People want their sports to be sports. They want their actors to be actors. They want their musicians to be musicians. They're sick of it. They're not like us where we pay attention. They don't want to pay attention.
Yeah, that's why they're doing
it. They're turning into that to not pay attention.
And listen, you mentioned the NFL, which is where I wanted to segue to, and you knew that, because listen, when I go to a meeting, when I hear the national anthem, I stand up. I don't think about it. It's what you do. There's a lot of, and I don't want to get into the cliches here, but there's a lot of folks that have given everything. And, oh, Mike, well, that song wasn't written. Yeah, read it. Listen to the words of it. Forget whether we agree or disagree on this topic or that topic. You got to love the United States of America. They've got, I just saw this week, they've got third graders at local ball games that are kneeling now. And I'm telling you, when we push back because the NFL does that, and the NFL ratings now, Miles, are the NFL a little off in their ball game right now in terms of attendance?
Their ratings are dramatically down, and it's starting to turn into a financial problem for many of the networks.
I haven't watched it in a long time. I used to, Miles, when we were in school together, I watched. I was a big Viking fan. And you and I used to have that debate for years, and folks were talking 40-some years ago. But I've long since lost interest because of the injection of the politics in the last few years. That's not why I watched the ball game. And I'm just, folks are pushing back. It goes to Ludwig's point.
Even when I'm at home, my family knows when that national anthem comes out, if we're watching a sporting event, we're not going to stand in the living room. We don't stand. But we are all quiet.
Yep.
Hats removed. And we listen to the national anthem.
Hats removed.
Yes.
Imagine that, folks.
No, the irony is, when I was running, I did a campaign thing at a show at Ottawa County Fair, and the guy I knew running it had his white brim hat on. The National Anthem started going. He didn't even think about taking it off because he was announcing it and everything. And here came this cowboy, jumped out of the stands and ran, like, bum rushed the stage and got right in his face.
Yep.
And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he's like, you didn't take your hat off. That's disrespectful. And I'm like, hey, buddy, buddy, I swear, I know him. He would not have done that. But Colin Kaepernick can take a knee. These guys can sit.
Listen, and by the way, I defend their right to do that. And yes. I defend my right to not allow them in my living room anymore.
Oh, they're going
to
start having that change.
They're all done.
Revenue changes, they're just not.
And I'm not calling for a boycott, folks. Don't misunderstand me. I never do that. I'm only telling you they're not welcome in my living room until they start embracing America again, or they can go to London. Don't get up off your chairs for the song that honors the Queen. Folks, we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
Mackinac Island, still Michigan's premier destination to get away, unplug, and breathe. You can savor those Mackinac Island memories by bringing Simply Superior brand Mackinac Island food products into your home. Simply Superior presents their all-new lobster mac and cheese, a delicious American classic with a refined twist. Now available with other fine Mackinac Island products at your local grocer.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. You gotta check that out. I'm telling you.
I gotta tell you, I'm excited about RenegadeRiver.com. There's 300 and some items on there now, but before we get done with it, there'll be a little over 1,000 items in inventory for you folks, and it's all outdoor stuff, so it's working good now. We had some bumps in the road along the path, but it is up, it's running, and we're in it.
And it's time for the Enigma Report.
It is Enigma. I've called this Enigma, Two Sides, Two Realities, One Danger. What caused me to look at that, and it's kind of a hodgepodge, folks, so bear with me, but what caused me to look at it that away is when I was looking up the different views of President Trump's UN speech this week, I was amazed at the difference in views. And I don't know why I was amazed, because we talk about it a lot, but it was literally like they were describing two entirely different events, the left and the right. And I mean, absolutely opposite. Even the words that ones would, sovereignty, I talked about it early in the show. I love that word. And by the way, they like to frame it as nationalists versus whatever there. And I'm still a states' rights guy, so I'm a dinosaur here. I'm still yelling about Michigan's sovereignty. And they're off trying to argue over whether we should be in nationalism versus the global socialist authority. That's how I frame it. But it's profound how different they are, even on words that are within our Constitution. But one of the things I want to make sure that I use as an example here when I went through the town hall meetings watching Congressman Bill Huizenga, and I talked about then the very angry left that showed up, and when we reviewed that on the show, I made the comment I wouldn't want to be an elected Democratic leader right now because their grassroots, folks, if you're listening, you know I'm saying that the truth. The left's hair is on fire. And so I'm watching Nancy Pelosi, not exactly one of my favorite elected leaders, but the folks there, and by the way, most of the folks that were calling her a liar, you're a liar, you're a liar, they're chanting to Nancy, they were illegal immigrants. First off, I found that fascinating. If I were an illegal immigrant in some country anywhere in the globe, I can't imagine going to an elected leader and saying that you're a liar because you didn't make it, so that I can't get my head around our differences are so profound on these topics. That to me is very, very, it's appalling. I defend her as an elected leader that she ought to have some respect. It's the same as I respect. I'm not an Obama fan, but I wouldn't, if I had an opportunity to talk with him, I wouldn't be screaming, you're a liar. But the notion that the media and the uber left defend illegal aliens, that's what they are. I don't care what labels they want, undocumented worker, all of that. They're illegal by definition. They're illegal aliens. And the notion that we've got a lot of folks, millions of folks, that defend their right to put down our Constitution, our country, our culture, our way of life, and our elected officials, that's an enigma to me. That is an accepted discourse in our country. Can you imagine saying, I'd like to move to Canada? And lots of folks move to Canada, by the way, but go to Canada and then start assaulting their elected leadership in public and screaming at them and throwing stuff and calling them a liar. And I'm not looking for legal silence. I'm looking for a decorum. I'm looking for respect. And one of the things that I think we lack right now is respect. And that was probably the word that rang most in my mind as I'm trying to analyze the difference in how folks viewed Donald Trump in his UN speech was respect. Not for Donald Trump, by the way, but for what we are as a sovereign country, for who we are as Americans, citizens. I got to underline that word for a moment because that's one of the stark differences between me and them. The word citizen to me has value. And if we don't, if there's no longer a value to being a U.S. citizen, why would anybody want to come here, legal or otherwise, if we're not going to place a value on who we are and what so many generations have tried to earn to pass on to us? If there's no value in that, then what are we doing? That's what I walked away from that analysis with. Yeah, Ludwig?
So I met a pretty high-profile star a few weeks ago, and one of my questions was, would they go to the White House if Donald Trump invited them to dinner? And the response was, I don't know. And they asked me, would I, if it was Clinton? And I said, absolutely. And that person was shocked. They're like, really? I said,
can we say that person? Let's quit beating around the bush. It's all over Facebook.
Yeah. Oprah
so he's with Oprah Winfrey. She doesn't know whether she'd go see President Trump or not.
Yeah. We're having a very candid conversation.
I despise most of what President Obama represented. Yep. But I don't despise the office of the presidency of the United States.
That's what I want to get to with it.
Yep.
She was surprised I'd go meet Clinton. I said, absolutely, it's the president. I said, if it was Obama, I couldn't stand him as a president. But as the president of the United States, it's the office I respect, I would absolutely 100% met him. I would have met Clinton. I said, there's only two people in the world, Pope and the president, that I would do that with. And she said, really? That's interesting. And it really made her think, what would she do? And it changed kind of, you could see her clicking in her eyes, and she was thinking, man, I think you're right on this, because it's not about the person, it's about the office. And we've lost that even with our representatives, even with our senators, at the local, state, every level, we've forgotten. The position has a certain level of respect.
Yeah, and it isn't the person. In this case, with the story I was telling, it isn't about Nancy Pelosi. It's about the fact that she's an elected representative, and then her caucus elected her to be their leader.
Yeah.
Forget that I don't agree with them. Forget that they're a Democrat, and I'm a staunch Republican, folks. I am. I hear all the talk show hosts, I'm an independent. I'm not. I'm a Republican.
Yep.
And, folks, I'm proud of it. I like the word, small r, Republican form of governance, and that's what I am a cheerleader for. That's what I'm advocating, small r, Republican form of governance. All of that said, if we don't have a level of respect, we're going to go backwards, not forward. So all of those folks that love the word progressive, look up the definition of it. Going backwards is not very progressive. We've got to get a hold of respect. Teaching third graders to sit down for the national anthem, to me, is an abomination. It's outrageous. It's a disrespect of the folks themselves. They don't respect themselves. And I got to beg us, parents, teach your children, both boys and girls, teach them respect for themselves and teach them to respect the person that you're going to ask them to grow up to be. And if they don't want to be a U.S. citizen, listen, there's no wall that keeps you in. I hate to be cliche here, but pick a jet plane and go. It's an enigma to me that someone would teach their third grader to sit down. It's an enigma to me that an illegal alien that snuck across our border illegally and defies our federal and state system would then scream in an elected official's face. And we all go, oh, well, that's interesting. Change the channel.
A criminal being openly, I'm a criminal, look at me. Nobody arrests me. Nobody does anything because I'm an illegal alien. It's okay. But if I was a thief or a murderer or embezzler or anything like that, I'd be going to prison.
But listen, on the other side of this coin, I can't end the enigma without being earnest here. Our immigration process is absolutely broken.
Yes.
$18,000-$19,000 for a person that makes in Mexico, if they wanted to legally come here, average wage is $110 a week. And it's way north of $10,000 and approaching a decade to come to the United States mm-hmm. legally. We can't have it both ways, and I embrace immigration, but I don't embrace illegal immigrants. I definitely don't embrace people being shrill and screaming without any ounces of respect amongst them.
We need to elect the people to fix it, because if we don't agree with the law, we can't just break it.
Miles,
get people to fix it.
Miles, are Ludwig and I off in the ditch?
No, I was just going to throw out one thing. I think much of what we're discussing here are symptoms of a theory that I'll throw out, in that we're witnessing the realignment of our political parties on both sides.
Absolutely agree. I would say the entire political sphere is shifting, to use a word. Folks, follow us on Twitter at TalkMikeHewitt, and you can go to TalkMikeHewitt.com. I still like that. I can't hardly say it. And on Instagram, what's that, did you say?
Great website.
It is a good website. You built it, and then I fixed it. That's what I'm saying, folks. Miles, Ludwig, Brian, everybody, listen, do me one last favor. Go to RenegadeRiver.com, take a look. There you're going to find a link to Matthew's training group. His phone number, 616-566-8832. Get yourself trained in firearms. We'll see you next week.